The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Get after it here tonight. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Going up against the U.S. and Brazil here tonight, but we've got the monitor on here in studio. Thank you for joining me here tonight, and we welcome in behind the glass tonight, producing Tyler Scott. Tyler, thank you very much for being here. Looking forward to working with you.
Yes, sir.
All right, 713-780-3776 is a number throughout the night to call in. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend. It started off in a bang here in Houston, Texas, Friday night. Lionel Messi. Now, we're talking about, clearly, one of the top recognized athletes in the entire world. Lionel Messi, Argentina here. Sergio Aguero and company. Argentina in town. Sellout crowd at BBVA Compass Stadium. Tonight we'll talk the takeaway. Were you there? If you were there, I want to hear your thoughts on this game and the surrounding atmosphere around it. It was a historic moment for soccer. Lionel Messi coming to town. Of course, he was down at the Four Seasons with his team. There were people milling around there all the time. 713-780-3776. I'm going to point out a few things missed on this, though, and how maybe the mainstream missed that one of the most recognized athletes in the world was here for about 4 or 5 days, training down at Houston Sports Park at the Dynamo facilities. A pretty remarkable opportunity for people in Houston. So I want your opinion on the night that Messi and Argentina came to town. Tonight, U.S. soccer legend Landon Donovan on Soccer Matters. I'm going to ask him about the whole situation with Jurgen Klinsmann and if he's at peace with it. Landon Donovan will be on the show here tonight. We will give away tickets to Dynamo Real Salt Lake. The Dynamo, 3 out of their next 4 will be at home. They've got to win all these games. I don't think there's any question. The next 4 games will determine if the Dynamo are going to get in the playoffs or not. Now, remember, I've said if they get in the playoffs this year, it is an overachievement for the Houston Dynamo. With all the trade out of players now, new players, diverse players, new manager, new staff, new general manager, for me, it's an overachievement. Do you agree? Is it an overachievement if the Houston Dynamo make the playoffs this year? Agree or disagree? And don't be afraid to disagree. 713-780-3776 is the number. Now, we always remind you, we stream at ESPN975.com. Follow the show on Facebook, Soccer Matters. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. You can always get the podcast on iTunes or ESPN975.com. You just click the audio vault, click on Soccer Matters. So we start with Argentina coming to Houston. They devour Bolivia 7-0 at BBVA Compass Stadium. Historic night for international soccer. What a night of excitement. What a night of entertainment. What a night of stargazing. And what a different night it is than the normal Dynamo game at MLS, in MLS. This is a very unique audience, different. Yeah, there were Dynamo fans there. But this was a very different and unique audience. And I think a lot of these people had never been in BBVA Compass Stadium in their lives. So what a great opportunity to remind us of the diversity that Houston is and how deep and long the stretch is when it comes to the soccer fan of all ethnicities. It was all Argentina jerseys. Now, I started the night at Little Woodrow's. I don't often get in bars around the stadium on non-working nights. And I want to thank, by the way, before we get going here tonight, all the people who came up, said hello, compliments for the show and the TV work. I totally appreciate it, totally humbled by it. Thank you for that. It was a pleasure talking to everybody. And again, we're here to put the best possible product out and soccer show on the air. That's my pledge to you, the soccer fan. 713-780-3776. Unique fans at the stadium, all positive. Argentina jerseys led the way, followed by Barcelona with Messi on the back, everywhere. Now, if you go to Facebook Soccer Matters, I've posted photos over there of some of the jerseys and things people were wearing at the games. Saw a lot of Colombia jerseys also, by the way. So Colombian fans were out. Argentina impressed me here in Houston. Professional attitude, serious performance, young players trying to make a mark for the manager, Tata Martino. Sergio Aguero, sick chip. Slick eye-of-the-needle pass to Leo Messi for a goal. Some memorable moments in this game. By the way, the Aguero goal is up again over on Facebook Soccer Matters. Messi came in about 20 minutes into the second half. It was tipped off that he was coming on. Oh, I guess it's less than 2 minutes. He heads in a goal. Place goes nuts. Then later on, he takes a pass from Aguero. And by the way, how quickly Aguero collects this ball, turns, and splits a pass between two defenders. It was almost as if you couldn't believe how quick it all happened. Messi's in, draws a goalkeeper out, rounds him like he's playing at Bear Creek Park against eight-year-olds. And taps it in. But what I love about Lionel Messi, and this is why I take him over Cristiano Ronaldo, because when I judge a soccer player, the character side of it comes into it for me. That's important to me. It may not be to a lot of people, but to me it is. Messi looks like some kid next door has got a longboard skateboard. I mean, yet when this man walks onto a soccer field, you see things that are magical. He scores after he comes on. But the humility that the guy has is so refreshing in this day and age, where it's all about pointing to the back of your jersey and your name. It's selfies. It's six-packs. You know, I get that, the social media thing. It can boost the value of players off the field. This guy doesn't care about any of that stuff. He truly loves playing the game. And when he came on at BBVA Compass Stadium, Lionel Messi, he came on to produce for you, the fan. That's the way I look at it. He came on to produce for the fans. I felt in my heart that he had an obligation and a real clear connection to the fact that, you know what, a lot of these people came out to see Argentina and me play, and I'm going to give them 25 minutes. They're never going to forget. And he delivered. He delivered in a big way. You tell me why you would take Ronaldo over Lionel Messi. I'd like to know. Ronaldo's a remarkable footballer. I have no question about that. But Messi seems every day, seems down to earth, seems not contrived, seems to live for playing the game. And so often these days, sometimes you look at athletes and you go, geez, are they trying to be a celebrity first or an athlete? So the debate can go on about Messi and CR7, but one thing is for sure. Both have been great for each other. Both have been great for La Liga. Both have been great for the global game. A number of Dynamo players trained with Argentina, including Leila Miranda, who is from Argentina. I hope all those Argentinian fans found out that there's a player on the Houston Dynamo that's from Argentina. And I don't think he'll be the last. So then you see the picture of J.J. Watt with Messi. Great photo. But when you look at that photo of the two, you realize one out of the two, J.J. Watt and Lionel Messi, one is a true global star. The other would be if his sport was global, even though they say you're the world champions when you win the Super Bowl. But if American football was played all over the world, J.J. Watt would be a global star. Lionel Messi is a global star. And by the way, mainstream media, what rock were you guys under when Lionel Messi was in town? Where were the highlights? Where were the footage? Where were the stories? One of the most recognizable athletes in the entire world. In the top three, four. And mainstream media didn't even touch it here in Houston, Texas. You don't want readers, listeners? Where were you? Unbelievable. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number for you to call in here tonight. Transfer window closed. No Arsenal signings. Sorry, Gunners fans. But that might be tough to stomach. Peter Cech, you got him, though. £850 million, which translates to close to $1 billion. That's how much was spent in the transfer window. David De Gea did not get that coveted move to Real Madrid. So Manchester United's got a problem right now. Of course, Manchester United is going to blame Real Madrid. Real Madrid is going to blame Manchester United. They left it too late. How does it not get done? De Gea wanted to go to Real Madrid. So now you got a player, if you're Manchester United, and this is tricky, and it all depends on how Louis van Gaal set this up. And hopefully he set it up in a way that said there is a possibility deals don't go down. And if it doesn't go down, David De Gea, you're staying here and you will produce for us as a professional. But De Gea's move to Real Madrid, not happening right now. So what do you have if you're a Manchester United fan? You may have an unhappy footballer. How do you deal with that? Was this understood before that there was this possibility it wouldn't happen? You would remain professional, which he should. He's getting paid ridiculous amounts of money by Manchester United. Or does Louis van Gaal now, does he have to sort of resurrect De Gea? And where does Sergio Romero fit into all this? Does De Gea start against Liverpool this weekend? Would you start him? 713-780-3776. Is the number tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. So when these deals don't happen for players that want to move, it can lead to problems. And how does the locker room look now? I love the fact that Everton kept John Stones. They pushed away Chelsea, who's trying to rehab their situation. Chelsea a little bit late in the transfer market this year, I think. That's where some criticism could fall to the Blues. Some moves will end up being tremendous moves. Some will be busts. That's just the way it goes. Teams like Crystal Palace, West Ham, Swansea, picked up some nice additions, have rounded out the competition in their teams. So if you want to talk transfers, we can do that. The United States getting set momentarily here to take on Brazil. What does this game mean to you? Clint Dempsey's not involved in this. If Michael Bradley and Jermaine Jones play in midfield, can these two players play together? Is there enough balancing there? Because both of these guys have the urge to go forward. This is a big game in preparation for the CONCACAF Cup, they are calling it now, October 10th. Mexico-U.S., Rose Bowl. The winner of that goes to the Confederations Cup, a one-off game. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a huge moneymaker. It's going to be huge for the fan. Tim Howard. Jermaine Jones, Josie Altidore had the two goals against Peru. Michael Bradley back in the team here tonight. And what's happening in the center back position? All very interesting. All very interesting here. Dynamo eighth in the Western Conference, 5 points out of the final playoff spot, sitting on 35 points. They need a win against Real Salt Lake this weekend. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. We'll take a break right now. 10th caller, you get a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Real Salt Lake at BBVA Compass Stadium this weekend. And a quick word as we go to break to the Daspit Law Firm, who's working for you 24/7. Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases from plant and refinery accidents, medical injury, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right on down to boat and car accidents, wrongful death cases as well. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. With the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress. Depending on the circumstances of your circumstances, in your accident, you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for compensation. Contact the Daspit Law Firm, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, the number to call in here tonight on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. As we welcome you back, quick word here for Amigo Energy. With the passing of Labor Day, Houstonians know that even if we shouldn't wear white anymore, it's always okay to wear orange. And though the summer may be over, it's never a bad time to think about electricity providers. Amigo Energy has a new featured product for Soccer Matters listeners for the month of September. Back to school over, it's time to get back to basics with Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. Amigo Energy Basic 24 has no minimum usage fee, no customer service or payment fees. It's just a great low rate. Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Sign up for the Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. And we appreciate the support of Amigo Energy and all of our great sponsors here, including 7-Up, Bud Light, Bar Munich, Daspit Law Firm, and, of course, the gorgeous Gale in West University. 713-780-3776 is the number. Up in Boston, the U.S. national team getting set to take on Brazil, a very important preparation game for the October 10th match against the one and only Mexico, and that will produce a winner that will go to the Confederations Cup. And U.S. lineup is coming in right now and has come in. And here's what the U.S. is going out with here tonight. Starting 11, Brad Guzan in goal, Jeff Cameron, Michael Orozco, and Ventura Alvarado look to be the two center backs. I'm wondering if Cameron's ultimately going to be in the position of center back. Tim Ream will be the left back. Jones, Bedoya, Yedlin and Bradley. And then Jossie Zardes, Josie Altidore. It's going to be very interesting here tonight to see how the U.S. plays Brazil in this one, a very important match. And then later on tonight, guess who's playing Argentina up in Dallas? The one and only El Tri will play Argentina and Lionel Messi up in Dallas. So two very important games here tonight in preparation for the October 10th match the United States will take on Mexico. They are calling it the CONCACAF Cup, October 10th, in Pasadena, in the Rose Bowl, for the right to go to the Confederations Cup. 713-780-3776. What do you think of that U.S. lineup here tonight for their match against Brazil? 713-780-3776. To the phone lines we go. Downtown Houston, it is Bob. Bob, what's on your mind?
Good evening, Glenn. How are you tonight?
Good, Bob. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, you asked about whether I'd start De Gea against Liverpool. I'm a United fan, and I want the best 11 on the pitch that can be there, and that definitely includes David De Gea.
Only if mentally he's there, right? And that's the job of Louis van Gaal, is to make sure he's there mentally. But I guess you're making it pretty clear that you think he's a better goalkeeper for you than Sergio Romero, the Argentine.
Romero's distribution's not near as good as De Gea's, and he's just not as proven a commodity. De Gea's a top-class keeper.
It's going to be an interesting saga because you got to wonder where De Gea is mentally, and I think in the next couple of days we'll see, and certainly the Liverpool game might have something to say about the whole situation, but it's not one you would have wanted to have gotten into.
No, you'd much rather be getting his first start against West Brom or somebody like that, but that's not who's next on the schedule. And United can't lose points because of the Haaland, Van Haaland players' personalities. They've got to put their best 11 on the pitch every week.
Fair enough. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bob weighing in from downtown. So if you have thoughts on the De Gea situation at the finish line, his deal to Real Madrid not coming off, there's a whole bunch of different reasons why people are saying. Some are saying that, you know, that United left it too late. You know, both United, Real Madrid probably blaming each other. Two monster clubs. The bottom line is De Gea not going anywhere right now, and you may have an unhappy footballer. That's part and parcel of what goes on. I also want your thoughts. If you went to the Argentina-Bolivia game here in Houston, what did you think of it? 713-780-3776. We just talked about the U.S. starting lineup against Brazil and Dunga. Brazil will start the one and only Hulk up front in this one against the United States. But this is a big measuring stick, and I like seeing the U.S. measure themselves against the likes of the Brazils, the Netherlands, the Germanys. And tonight it is a big piece for Jurgen Klinsmann and the U.S. national team as they get set to take on Brazil here shortly. Now, in Houston on Friday night against Bolivia, and Argentina absolutely thumped Bolivia, it was an interesting setup. Sergio Romero obviously was in goal. Milton Casco, Gonzalo Rodriguez, Ramiro Funes Mori, Emmanuel Mas, Roberto Pereira, Matias Kronwitter, and then Eric Lamela, Ezequiel Lavezzi, Sergio Aguero, Nicolas Gaitan. Second half, you got Lionel Messi coming on, all types of people. Apache Carlos Tevez came on as well. So it was a wonderful night for the soccer fan. If you were there, I want your thoughts on that match. Argentina-Bolivia at BBVA Compass Stadium. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. You've got a platform here tonight. This is the Best in Soccer Talk on ESPN 97.5. And we continue to prep you for the U.S. against Brazil, which is starting here momentarily. This game on ESPN2 tonight. And then later on, after this, it will be Mexico taking on Argentina. I posted the question and posed the question. Is it an overachievement? Is it an overachievement if, in fact, the Dynamo make the playoffs this year? I have said unequivocally, yes, it is an overachievement. A new manager understanding the league, a new staff, a new general manager, a ton of new players. It's an overachievement if the Dynamo get into the playoffs. Agree or disagree? Now, I would counter that with, guess what? Only 33% of the teams in the league don't make the playoffs. That being said, for me, patience has to be afforded to a new manager, one with a lot of talents, and this is the time for patience. Is it an overachievement if the Houston Dynamo get into the Major League Soccer playoffs in the Western Conference this year? All right, I think we can go to the phone lines here. Tony wants to talk about the Argentina game. Again, the number to call in, 713-780-3776. Tony, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, Glenn. I was at the game, and it was very exciting. I bought the tickets for, like, me and my family. It was supposed to be, like, a surprise gift for my father. He's a big Messi fan, and unfortunately he had to work. But my mother took his spot, and she loved it. I mean, she loves watching Messi play all the time. Me, myself, I'm a big Real Madrid fan, but I know when I see greatness. And it was still very exciting to see him play.
Do you think, and here's what I mentioned before, that the mainstream media missed this greatness, because this is one of the top four recognizable athletes in the world. And he's got just a very differing sense of humility than your guy in Real Madrid, Cristiano Ronaldo. Do you like that quality, that Lionel Messi has, that humble side, that kind of side that just says, you know, this is kind of a regular guy, except when he gets on a soccer field.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he does things that you would only dream about, like that you only see, like, in video games. The way he plays, I mean, it's what I guess any little kid would want to be when they grow up.
What struck you about him? You know, what struck me about Argentina, I'll just tell you quickly what really hit me. Professional attitude of this team. This was Argentina. They know who they are. They know they're one of the greatest soccer-playing nations in the world. And then Lionel Messi comes on in the 20, 25 minutes he plays. I felt a real connection that he wanted to produce something special for the fans at BBVA Compass Stadium.
Oh, yes, I agree. Like I said, my mom, she was probably one of her bucket lists to go see Messi play. And it was just a real, real great coincidence that it was able to happen here in Houston, that we didn't have to fly to, like, Barcelona or any other place to go see him play. And, I mean, I get to see at least one of my favorite top three players. I get to see Kun Agüero. I'm a big fan of him as well, just the way that he plays as well.
Hey, what about the goal he produced, the chip from an angle?
God.
Did anybody even think he was going to try that? I don't even think people thought he was going to try that, let alone score that goal. Absolutely fantastic goal from Kun Agüero.
Yeah.
You know, and when I look at those two players, you look at two guys and you say, boy, if there are any players in the world that can create chances with the ball at their feet in a penalty area with three or four defenders around them, it's these guys. I mean, that's what's remarkable to me about Agüero, about Messi, about those rare few that can create chances for themselves when they're besieged by defenders, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, It's an honor just to be able to watch him in person.
Yeah, that's a bucket list. We got to see Lionel Messi in our hometown. We didn't have to jump a flight. We saw him here in Houston, Texas. It'll never be taken away. People will be talking about it 10, 15, 20 years ago when they went to the game.
Yep, that's true.
Well, Tony, thank you very much. And by the way, what did your mom like so much about him outside of him being a soccer player?
He feels that, like, that would be just any regular kid on the street, pretty much.
Yeah, he looks
just
like a little
the way
kid.
His attitude, just how he is in a person, just how, like you said, humble.
I'll take him over CR7 anytime when it comes to what he does off the field. Messi's my guy. Tony, thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, we move it on. Todd comes on. By the way, Landon Donovan will be on the show tonight. A lot of talk with Landon. We will talk with the Dynamo manager, Owen Coyle, as well. Let's go to Todd and Tomball. Todd, what's on your mind, Todd?
The only thing is that we're season tickets for the Dynamo, and just a little bit of embarrassment with the BBVA staff that they had the video problem, had the clock issue, and the game ended a little bit earlier with the refs blowing the whistle, and not everybody not really knowing what was going on.
Well, let's look at it this way, Todd. One, we can look at it. We got cheated out of seeing Messi for another minute and a half. Or two, the referee had the official time and got it right. Now,
absolutely, yes.
Now we got that. Now we got that out of the way. That wasn't that big a deal. What really stood out around the night for you?
Just the atmosphere. Just definitely the atmosphere. I took my kids to it, and they wanted to see some history, and they did.
Yeah, that's the thing to me. That, you know, what kind of was amazing. And listen, I'm not going to keep bagging on this, but, you know, when you're interested in getting listeners, viewers, move newspapers, readers, whatever, you'd think in a world of celebrity now that people would have got that in Houston. And they did in the soccer community. I don't think there's any question. The game sold out, all that. And they got it in the Latino community. Of course, they covered this top to bottom. But, man, mainstream media, where were they? I mean, when a top world athlete, a global athlete, who, by the way, is more popular than J.J. Watt worldwide, I'm sorry. It's because the sport Messi plays is global. American football is not global. Nobody can argue with me on that. And I love J.J. Watt, don't get me wrong. But one guy is global, the other guy isn't. That's the thing that kind of blew me away, because in this culture of star and celebrity, man, there wasn't enough done on Messi. It's so bizarre. Yet, You go to the game, there are people trying to climb the fence when he got off the bus. I mean, I put some amazing pictures up, people putting people up on their shoulders to try and get a glimpse of him.
Yeah, and during the game, there were people trying to climb over the rails and do all that stuff, too.
Yeah, it was amazing. People running on the field, trying to get to him, three or four people. You saw history, Todd. I guess one day you're going to be, you know, 10 years from now, you'll talk to your kids about it.
Of course, definitely.
Well, I was there, too. So you and me, maybe I'll run into you one day up in Tomball, and you and me will say, hey, remember the night, Todd, we were down there at BBVA Compass Stadium? We saw Lionel Messi.
And my kids will say the same thing.
You got it. Todd, thank you very much for the phone call tonight.
You bet.
All right, let's move it on. Dylan, you're up now. Mexico, Trinidad, Argentina game. What do you want to talk about, Dylan?
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing, sir? Great show.
Buddy, thank you. It's always great when you join the show. How are you, Dylan?
I'm doing great. I didn't get to go to the Messi game, but I heard it was outstanding goal, great goals, and BVA. What I wanted to really talk about, really, Glenn, is the Mexico-Trinidad game. I didn't like how they cut my national anthem short to play Mexico national anthem. That's not fair to countries who are traveling all over the world to play friendlies to be treated like that.
Oh, I don't think there's any question when before games you can't mess up anthems. I mean, I've seen situations where the wrong anthem was played. I mean, this is a nationalistic moment that's very different than league games. And I agree with you. I would be upset, too, if I was a native. If I was a Soca Warrior, I'd be mad, too, Dylan.
Yeah, it happened to me in New York. We play against Paraguay in a Copa America, you know, pickup game kind of thing they had created in New York. And they did the same thing to us when we played Paraguay in Long Island. Messed up our anthem, played somebody else's anthem. So, you know, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, but otherwise...
Yeah, there's nothing I can really say to it except that, you know, people in game day ops, you got to get that right because whether it's Trinidad and Tobago or it's Germany, you got to get it right because it's a very nationalistic, prideful moment for people and you can't get it wrong.
Well, Glenn, I just want to say thanks for your thoughts on that and I want to say big up to Donovan. He's on the show tonight. Tell him I say he's one of my, I'm one of his top friends and... great show, and look, go on my page is PYM21, and you're going to see some stuff on there.
Okay, Dylan, I will do that, and we're bringing you Landon Donovan tonight. I hope you enjoy the interview.
Yo, have a great show, Glenn. You don't know ESPN, Soccer Matters.
So does Dylan. Thank you, Dylan. We'll take a break here. Let's hit a Bud Light spot here, because listen, all my years here getting... soccer on the radio here and getting it into the mainstream radio. Started on public radio, graciously. Moved the game and moved the show onto a mainstream station. And if it wasn't for Bud Light, it doesn't happen. So my thanks to Bud Light for all their great support of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light is the beer of football fans. I don't think there's any question. Our thanks to Bud Light for their support of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. A quick hit here as we go to break. I want to just remind you simply about the Daspit Law Firm. They're working for you 24/7. The Houston personal injury attorney handles injury cases from plant and refinery accidents, medical injury, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right down to boat and car accidents, and wrongful death. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. With the Daspit Law Firm, you rest more assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. My thanks to John Daspit of the Daspit Law Firm. Contact them both in English and Spanish. 888-273-1045. DaspitLaw.com. We'll take a 7-Up break right now.
She may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene, my love, my love, love, love.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, it's game on in Boston, the U.S. and Brazil inside of the first minute. And we have posted over on Soccer Matters on Facebook U.S. starting 11, Brad Guzan, Jeff Cameron, Michael Orozco, Alvarado, Ream, Jones, Bedoya, Yedlin, Bradley, Zardes, and Altidor for Jurgen Klinsmann. If you got some thoughts on that, 713-780-3776. Right now, a quick word here for Amigo Energy. With the passing of Labor Day, Houstonians know that even if we shouldn't wear white anymore, it's always okay to wear orange. And though the summer may be over, it's never a bad time to think about electricity providers. Amigo Energy has a new featured product for Soccer America, Soccer Matters listeners for the month of September. With back to school over, it's time to get back to basics with Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. Amigo Energy Basic 24 has no minimum usage fees, no customer service or payment fees. Just a great low rate. Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Again, that's www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Sign up for Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. And, you know, we want you, and I want you, support those who support the game of soccer, whether it's Bud Light, Bayern Munich, the Daspit Law Firm, The Gorgeous Gale, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, 7-Up, Squirt. Support those who support the game. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in. We've got Brian Dunseth coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on the first 15 or 20 minutes of the U.S.-Brazil. We've also got Landon Donovan on the show here tonight. Landon up in Boston as well. And the U.S. Trying to get after Brazil here inside the first 3 minutes now. Jozy Zardes in a good form now. Josie Altidore coming off a two-goal performance against Peru. Holding things up against David Luiz, slipping one through his legs to Yedlin. One of the most overrated defenders in the world, David Luiz, in my opinion. 713-780-3776. And then we'll round the show out tonight with the Dynamo manager Owen Coyle on the importance of the upcoming game against Real Salt Lake, challenges he's faced this year, some things he'd like to see change in Major League Soccer when it comes to scheduling and timing of things. But again, 713-780-3776. Also going to give some more tickets to Dynamo Real Salt Lake away. And again, asked you about the U.S. starting lineup. What do you think about it? Does Brad Guzan get the nod over Tim Howard? He did tonight against Brazil. That may say that he'll get the nod in October, potentially, in that huge game against Mexico. It's October 10th for the right to go to the Confederations Cup. 713-780-3776 is a number. European qualifying. It is huge problems for the Netherlands. Johan Cruyff has even come out critical. Cruyff was quoted the following, and you know Cruyff, the legendary Johan Cruyff, player, manager, you name it, looked at the game differently. His quote, "By placing the ball in front of someone, the person in question needs to be moving. I think it's shocking to see how few players of the Dutch national team has mastered this." This is what Johan Cruyff saying about the current Netherlands, the Dutch national team, who got smoked by Turkey in Turkey 3-0. Now, don't forget, the Netherlands captured the world's imagination at the World Cup in Brazil. They got to beat Kazakhstan and the Czech Republic. They've lost confidence. Purpose of play is not there. Cohesion. They got a lot of good young talent. They've got older guys like Van Persie, Robin, Wesley Sneijder. But Johan Cruyff is saying that the basics are eluding the Netherlands right now. Let's get your thoughts on that. 713-780-3776. To Katy, Texas we go. Jose, what's on your mind, Jose?
Hey, how you doing, Glenn?
Very good, Jose. How are you?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I just want to follow up on the gentleman who called in about the national anthems. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's actually supposed to be a time limit on those. I think if I recall from last year, even the Brazilian national anthem had to be cut short, which is why the crowd kept going on in those. So I think there's actually supposed to be a time limit on those. And then I couldn't really agree with you more on the whole David Luiz being overrated. I totally agree with you on that. Personally, I'm a big Vincent Kompany fan. So, yeah.
Well, Vincent Kompany looks like he's coming to play this year, and I think that's a big reason why Manchester City looks as difficult to beat as they do. Him and Yaya Toure, both who obviously are key pillars
Oh, absolutely.
And these two guys look like they're ready to play this year.
Oh, absolutely. And that, and personally, I think, like, on that team in general, Man City, Alexander Kolarov has been ridiculous. He has just been...
fantastic, like, player.
Unbelievable. I mean, I'm partial to Manchester United, really, but I think if I had to choose between who to watch live, it'd probably be Man City.
Manchester City is a great watch right now. And look, if you look up the spine of that team, the strength, and now you've got a very engaged company again. You got a very engaged Yaya Touré again. I guess he got his birthday cake. So you start with Joe Hart in goal. You go right up the middle of that team, company. You go right into midfield, Yaya Touré, and you go up front to Sergio Aguero, who, again, you know, you put him in a category of only a few players in the world that, when surrounded by three defenders, closed down by people at all different angles, can still create shooting opportunities, can still score goals. I mean, what a luxury that is. I mean,
and then having the wingers that they have as well, with Silva on one side, and then, again, Kolarov just flanking everything on that left side as well.
Jose, David Silva underrated to you? Do enough people talk about him? Do enough people appreciate him? I know Manchester City fans do, but do enough people appreciate him in the big picture?
I think he's underrated still.
Thomas Muller?
What's that?
Thomas Muller of Germany. What about him? What a striker that guy is. I mean, is there anybody as competitive as him in the world? He's as competitive as they come. Gangly, funny-looking guy. Doesn't even look like an athlete if he was walking down the street.
Yeah, where's the high shorts? Yeah, absolutely.
He is unbelievable.
He's a great, great striker. I prefer Aguero over him just because, I don't know, I feel like he's a little stronger on the ball. He's got that lower center of gravity.
Yeah, look, they're very differing players, but both with unique qualities. Without a doubt. I'm looking up at the monitor here in studio. Marcelo getting forward here. The U.S. Breaking that attack up. Still 0-0. U.S. and Brazil in the 8th minute. Ventura Alvarado getting another opportunity at the center back position. He's got to come big here today. Jose, anything else on your mind?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
Jose, thank you very much for the phone call. So Jose calling in there, weighing in on a number of things, including David Silva. Again, a couple things I laid out tonight. Were you at the Argentina-Bolivia game? If you were, I'd like your thoughts on it. We've talked about the David De Gea situation in Manchester United now being stuck potentially with a very unhappy soccer player. What goes on there in the goalkeeping position? Manchester United fan, we'd love to hear from you. We also put out the starting 11 for the United States national team here tonight, currently 9 minutes in, game on ESPN2. If you're watching the game and you have thoughts on the U.S. lineup, 713-780-3776, former Houston Dynamo Jeff Cameron getting the start in the right back position after bypassing the Gold Cup. And, of course, Jeff Cameron, a wonderfully versatile player for Stoke. Marcelo has continued to push forward here. Brazil just hit the post, and Brazil just went up 1-0. It's banged in. I believe it's the Hulk. Yeah, Hulkamania. Hulk has smashed in a loose ball in the penalty area. 9 minutes in, that goal officially in the 9th minute. Brazil will go up 1-0 over the United States, so we'll see how the U.S. respond to this one. Did you see that play? Talk about it. 713-780-3776 is the number. By the way, Clint Dempsey not involved tonight. So I was talking about the Netherlands and how Johan Cruyff has been very critical and how they're in real danger of not making it to the European Championships. Could be healthy for the Netherlands in the long run if they don't qualify, because I think sometimes that happens. Just a surging run here that was actually a mishit cross from Brazil, goes off the post and bounced gratuitously to Hulk, who then eliminates a defender with a cutback. I believe it was maybe Yedlin, and smashes it in. So in some ways, very fortunate goal for Brazil, taken beautifully by Hulk, who gets his 11th career international goal. But it was a mishit cross that hit the far post and bounced out to him. So in some ways, it was a somewhat gratuitous play from Brazil. I wouldn't say it was the best of buildups, but look, they penetrated, they got a cross in, good things happened, and Brazil is up 1-0 over on the United States. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in. 713-780-3776, the number to call in here tonight. So we'll see how the U.S. again will respond against Brazil. Much to talk about, including the Dynamo RSL this weekend. Three of the next four at home for the Houston Dynamo. So with RSL coming in town this weekend, the Dynamo currently sit eighth in the Western Conference. They're 5 points out of the final playoff spot. They sit on 35. The final playoff spot right now held by Sporting Kansas City, who, by the way, will come to BBVA Compass Stadium on September 23rd. Portland is Sporting KC on 40 points. Five ahead of the Dynamo. Three out of the next four at home. This next four games determines the Dynamo playoff fate. No question. Must win all the home games. I don't think there's any question. October, they go to Dallas. October, they're home to Seattle. And then they finish the season at Vancouver. That's a daunting task, those three teams. You got to pick up your home points now. Then you go to Philadelphia on the 20th of September. That's a very winnable game as well. Although Philadelphia just won in San Jose, 2-1. Unpredictability of Major League Soccer. And by the way, Didier Drogba comes into Major League Soccer. For all of you who said, oh, why sign a 37-year-old? Because he can bang goals in. Scored three. Didier Drogba, three goals against Chicago. DeAndre Yedlin just got a great ball in towards Jozy Altidore, who was marked beautifully and smothered. But Yedlin providing some penetration down the right side against Brazil here. 12 minutes in, 13 minutes in now. Brazil with a 1-0 lead over the U.S. Again, we remind you to get over to Facebook Soccer Matters. That's where I post all kinds of things over there. We got pictures of the Argentina-Bolivia game. A lot of challenging thought processes there. So you know about Deflategate, of course. Unbelievable how much time and money spent on that silliness. The lawyer's name was Kessler. Kessler, the lawyer now, is representing the North American Soccer League, which is the league one tier below Major League Soccer. Kessler is claiming that there is a monopoly and that rules have been changing to keep the NASL from getting Division I status, which, if they had Division I status, would lead them to a number of things. So this is a pretty serious, interesting thing. He's claiming that there's collusion between U.S. Soccer and MLS to keep the NASL down, and that rule changes have been implemented at the last minute to keep the NASL out of the big picture. This, again, is something to keep a big, big eye on. I don't think there's any question. You've been watching Hard Knocks with the NFL Texans. If you had to do Hard Knocks in Major League Soccer, what would be the team you wanted to do it with? And who would be the manager that would embrace that? I don't think any of them do. But I'm told that the NFL has a deal with HBO and that teams have to do it. And if they're approached to do it, that they have to do it. I just don't see Bob McNair, the owner of the Texans, big on cameras in a locker room and all the things that are going on behind the scenes that come in this thing, all the expletives and getting in behind the scenes, although it is somewhat fascinating. All right, we're going to take a break here. As we go to break, again, with the passing of Labor Day, Houstonians know that even we shouldn't be wearing white anymore, although I have a white shirt on tonight. What's wrong with white? Amigo Energy says it's always okay to wear orange. That, the orange of the Houston Dynamo. And though summer may be over, it's never a bad time to think about electricity providers. Right now, Amigo Energy has a new featured product for my listeners here on Soccer Matters. For the month of September, with back to school over, it's time to get back to basics with Amigo Energy Basics 24-month program. Amigo Energy Basic 24, no minimum usage fee, no customer service or payment fees, just a great, simple, low rate. Go to AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters, AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters. Sign up for Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. 888-995-9299. That is Amigo Energy. We'll take a Bud Light break. We'll take a 7-Up break. Bud Light reminds you they are the perfect beer for whatever happens. Break time here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, Brazil, 1-0 lead over USA. Sixth caller right now. Sixth, you get Houston Dynamo Salt Lake tickets, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.